Hello and welcome to the final Greener Leaf Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is our Zero Waste Future. This series has looked at some of the brilliant community projects that are happening here in Leith and Edinburgh to reduce waste, but now we're going to see what's coming next for us. I'll be catching up with Zero Waste Scotland, with the City of Edinburgh Council, but first I'm at Ocean Terminal, where the government are launching a new campaign for recycling in Scotland. The Cabinet Secretary, Mr. Lockhead, is in there, so I'm going to ask him what today means for us.
Today's campaign has been encouraging more and more people to recycle more and more, to help the environment, to save money. And of course, we've made huge progress over recent years with recycling in Scotland, now up to 44% of household waste being recycled. Whereas a few years ago, it was only in single figures. So the people of Scotland are getting right behind recycling efforts in Scotland to help their environment. And in Edinburgh and Leith, of course, people are right behind that objective as well. But we've still got a long way to go. Scotland as a nation still sends 1.8 million tonnes of waste to landfill each and every year. That's, of course, a waste of a valuable resource. It's not good for the environment and it costs money as well.
I'm with Miriam Adcock, the Regional Partnership Manager for Zero Waste Scotland. Miriam, could you tell us who are Zero Waste Scotland?
Zero Waste Scotland is the organisation set up by the Scottish Government to support the delivery of its Zero Waste plan. So we're funded by the Scottish Government and we work very closely with them on sort of waste-related issues.
And what are you doing across Scotland?
We're working with all sorts of different audiences to help deliver the Scottish Government's Zero Waste Plan. The plan outlines basically what the Scottish Government wants us to achieve in Scotland and has some very ambitious targets, including 70% recycling by 2025 and less than 5% of our waste going to landfill. So we're helping in the delivery of that by working with local authorities, businesses, individuals, construction companies, all sorts of people, just to help them all put plans in place to reduce waste.
And you've been doing work in Edinburgh. Could you tell us more about what's been happening here?
Yeah, two things particularly in Edinburgh are we've been working with the local authority to help with the rollout of the food waste collections. So we launched some funding, £4 million last year, to work with local authorities to help them in this rollout. And Edinburgh Council were one of the first to work with us, and they are the first to do food waste collections from tenements. So that's a real good step forward. So that's one of the major things in Edinburgh. We're also working closely with ChangeWorks, that we fund a zero waste volunteer programme that ChangeWorks run on our behalf in Edinburgh and the Lothians. And that is very much to get to individuals to help them to do their bit at home. That, you know, we want people at home to stop throwing away food that they could have eaten, to compost sort of things like banana skins that maybe they couldn't do anything else with. To reduce unwanted mail, use less packaging, all these sorts of things that help reduce waste.
Why is it important for Scotland?
Well, for a number of reasons, really. We're running out of natural resources is one key thing. Because of consumerism nowadays, we just keep buying new things and throwing away old things. There's also the issue of landfill, that we're running out of space for landfill, and we're being taxed or charged heavily for the amount of waste going into landfill, so we need to reduce that, and we've got these government targets. But also actually recycling and all this sort of waste reduction is a good way of also creating jobs. And Friends of the Earth recently suggested that if Scotland actually achieves its 70% recycling target by 2025, it could create 4,700 new jobs, which we'd certainly all like to see.
I'm with Angus Murdoch, Strategy and Recycling Officer at the City of Edinburgh Council. You've been instrumental in putting together a strategy for the city. Could you tell us more about that?
Ultimately, it's all about getting on that journey to zero waste. And of course, part of that is prevention, because that's always better than cure. But the part that we're really focused on, of course, is the bit that we have more control over. It's what happens to the waste that the public give us. rather than the waste they've avoided. So primarily it's all about recycling. What we're aiming to do is in fact achieve by 2015 50% recycling, and then by 2017 at least 60% recycling. And we do recognise that's not going to happen overnight, but if you just look at how far we've come in the last 10 years from recycling 5% of our waste and landfilling 95%, and now we are recycling over a third of it, and we've got plans to more than like double that, basically. It's done in several different levels. There's the day-to-day communication about specific services. For example, we give people a calendar. There's the bigger sort of winning hearts and minds, making sure people understand why this matters, which is for environmental reasons, and also for cost reasons, of course, as well, because it costs a lot to manage all this waste. And the more that we can divert from landfill and do something with it, the better ultimately for everyone. And it ultimately benefits the economy. So we do have education programmes. We work with voluntary sector partners, and we work with third sector partners such as ChangeWorks, who go into schools. We fund their schools education programme. We have an education officer of our own who is focusing more on adult work, and she gives talks and, does presentations and things. And one of the other things that she does, which is quite innovative, is the Waste Action Grants Programme, which is of course funding this interview, so I have to big that up. But that's joking aside, that's something communities can actually access to take action themselves, because by working with people rather than against them, that's one of the most powerful ways to make changes. And I think we've come a long way. I think most people now recycle something some of the time. The challenge for us is that the refuse analysis shows. Now, refuse analysis is where we actually look at what's in bins and different types of waste stream. And it's fascinating too, because we find that the recycling rate for newspaper and magazines, i.e. what percentage of the newspapers and magazines out there are we actually helping recycle, it's more than 70%. The recycling rate for cardboard, which is another type of paper, is much, much lower. The services are actually identical for them both, but people are much more likely to recycle newspapers and magazines than cardboard. And about 70% of the waste is recyclable, 70-75% of it is recyclable. And that just happens to be our longer-term target as well. So that means that everybody has to recycle every single thing all of the time. Clearly not going to happen. But what we are trying to do is make sure that we get as much out through people doing those actions every day. That will then be complemented by the remaining waste being sent for reprocessing. It currently goes to a landfill. In the future, and by about 2017, it should go to a reprocessing plant that Edinburgh and Midlothian councils are building together.
What happens in the reprocessing plant?
Well, I can't talk about that in detail at the moment because the facility isn't actually designed yet. The way that it works is the two councils go out and tender the work, and that's happened just at the tail end of 2011. And what happens is the companies that operate such plants come forward with proposals. So I don't know at this point what they'll propose, but generally it's a process of drying, shredding, sorting, maybe some composting. That's the usual way that it works.
And you're project managing the new food waste collections. There's a lot of money been invested into that. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, what we're doing is it's very exciting. We're in the middle of a rollout at the moment. We divide the city into high density and low density collections. And what we're trying to do is make sure that by the end of 2012, everyone in Edinburgh, every household, has access to a food collection. And we see that as a huge opportunity, because something like a third of the waste in our black bags, as it were, or in our wheelie bins, is actually food. And people are astonished to hear that.
And the council have worked to promote composting, home composting, to reduce waste. Is this now a mixed message because you're offering something else, a food waste collection?
No, actually, I see them as complementary, very much so, because home composting is fantastic for those types of waste that it can take. But there's a lot of that waste that's in our bins is not home compostable. For example, the food waste collections for centralised composting are able to take cooked food as well as uncooked food. And they're also able to take things like meat, fish. So they actually complement each other very well. In Edinburgh, we're collecting the food waste separately. Some councils, they mix it with garden waste. One of the advantages of our system is that it actually shows you quite clearly how much food you're wasting. It's too soon to tell in Edinburgh, but there is evidence from other authorities that once people see that, it really helps them cut down on waste. So if you've got that, you know, pre-sort almost of waste so it doesn't happen at all, you've got home composting, and then you've got curbside collection for the materials that's left. That's almost like a perfect solution. And that material that we collect then goes to be made in Scotland into a range of processes. It goes through anaerobic digestion. Now, I always describe that to people as a little bit like what happens when a cow eats grass, in that it creates a solid, a liquid and a gas. Each of these is valuable. The solid is like a compost, the liquid is a bit like a biofertiliser, and the gas is then a source of renewable energy. So it's like a triple whammy, if you like, of good outcomes.
Thank you for listening to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the series. I'm Emily, and you can follow the whole series by logging on to greenerleith.org/zero waste. I'd just like to thank all of the projects and individuals that have been involved with this series. And I'd like to thank all of our funders, Changeworks, VegWare, and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants. And I think Trash Arts deserve a special thanks as well, because they made a lovely Zero Waste podcast theme tune out of musical instruments made from rubbish. So thank you to them too.